We are going to fill the room with feathers. Why feathers? Because you can squish a lot. You can push them a lot and get them to be very close together, closer than rocks. Let's go get feathers. And they go out of the palace. And they go over there where they keep the chickens, and they start getting chicken feathers. And they go where they keep the turkeys, and they get turkey feathers. And they go to the zoo with all kinds of birds, and they get all kinds of bird feathers. And they go out into the fields where pigeons are flying, and they collect pigeon feathers. And they go different places in the forest, and they get other kind of birdies' feathers. And wherever they can find feathers, they get feathers. And they find a bunch of pillows that are full of feathers, and they take feathers out of pillows. And some coats are full of feathers, and they get the feathers out of coats. Not goats, but coats. Goats don't have feathers, but coats sometimes have feathers. They are collecting feathers everywhere that you can find them, wherever birds are found. They get birdie feathers. And they're collecting bags and bags of feathers. And now they're taking them into the room. And at first, of course, there's just a bunch of feathers in the room, but they push more and more and more until during the 30 days, and they're even working at night, and they're trying to get every feather possible. They're pushing more and more and squishing more and more. And finally, at the end of the 30 days, the room is filled with feathers. And of course, if you go into that room, you start going, you start sneezing because there's even tiny feathers everywhere flying around. And then when the room got full, they pushed more and more. And if they saw spaces, they stuck more and more into the spaces. Until if you open the door, all kinds of feathers are going to fall out because they're so tight. And now it's the end of the 30 days. And the trumpets blow, beep, 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 and the king is coming. And the second son is there, and the first son is there, and the third son is there. And all kinds of people are there to watch, to see. And the king opens the room, and he looks inside. And he sees it's filled with feathers. And he smiles. He says, son, you have done a very smart thing, and you have worked very hard. And I see that there's hardly any spaces, because by the rocks there were more spaces, but here the spaces are smaller. But by the door, in front of the room, where the door had opened and some feathers had fallen out, the king picked up the feathers, and he stuck more feathers in the little tiny spaces. He turned a feather, so you just put the point in and you push it in, and the feather squishes, and he says, but there are still places for more feathers. Even though you've done a wonderful job, you can still push in a few more. And now, Kinlaloch, it's time to clear out the room from the feathers. And they get servants and officers and all kinds of workers, and they start taking out the feathers, and they're sneezing because the feathers get in their nose. And finally, after a few days or after a few weeks, the room is cleared out from feathers. And now the trumpets blow for the third son. Beep, 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 beep. A new part of the contest. The king is there, the first two brothers are there, and the third son, the youngest son, is there for his chance to fill the room in 30 days with something that would completely fill the room. And now the room has been cleared out from the feathers, the sneezing has stopped. And people are gathered there to see what the third son is going to do. Is he going to get a lot of schleppers and officers and servants to start schlepping things? Is he going to get big wagons? Is he going to fill the room with I mean, what is he going to do? Everybody's wondering, there's curious. Well, Kenilach, this boy, this particular son of the king, was a very smart and good boy who never wasted a minute. He was always using his time either to learn or to help people or to do good things. And everyone expected him to get busy right away to fill that room. But very surprisingly, he went back to his room. He opened up his books and he started to study, as he usually did. Why isn't he going with wagons and servants and officers somewhere to get stuff to fill that room? Why did he go to study in his room with his books? Well, maybe he was in the middle of something and he's just going to finish it. So he's probably going to come out of his room pretty soon and get started. But the day passed until the evening and the boy was still in his room. And he just came down for supper, but he went back to his room. And he did not go out of the palace with servants and officers and wagons or bags or anything to get anything to fill the room. So the room was still completely empty. Well, probably he was tired and he wants to get up very early, and then he's going to get officers and wagons and servants and army men and schleppers and start getting stuff to fill the room. But the next day, the boy woke up early, as he usually did, and he did the things that he usually did in the morning, and he studied from his books and he read, and he did different things that he usually does, and nobody saw him change anything that he did, except that he was using his time well. And of course, he loved to read and he loved to study and learn. And that day passed, and the next day passed, and the other two brothers are worried for two reasons. Number one, why isn't he trying to fill the room? After all, our father, the king, asked him to have a chance. They're good brothers. They want their brother to have a chance. They're not jealous. It's not like they're happy he's not doing it. They want their brother to have his chance. And also, they're afraid that the king, their father, might get upset. If the son does not do what the king says, the king might get upset. They don't want their father to get upset, especially on their brother. Well, Kenilach, a few more days went by, and the other two brothers went to the king, their father, and they said, you know, we're worried about our brother. He's not doing anything to fill the room. Maybe he needs some extra time. Maybe there's something wrong. And the father said, bring him here. Let's speak to him. The youngest son came. The two brothers were there, the king, and they said, do you need extra time to be able to do what you have to do to fill the room? The boy said, no, I know it's for the 30th day and everything is fine. I will be there for I will fill the room for the 30th day. I don't need any extra time. I am ready to complete filling the room on the 30th day. Well, 20 days went by. 25, 29, came the 30th day. The room is still completely empty. The boy continued with his studying and his learning and his reading. And the wagons didn't go anywhere. And the officers didn't have to go and do anything, or the army men or the schleppers. And the boy now, at the end of the 30th day, the end of the 30th day now, and people are there to see what's going to happen because the room is completely empty. The king is going to come down at the very end of the day, and it's almost time for the king to come. The door opens to the boy's room, and he comes out, and he's holding a little box. What's in that little box? What could possibly be in that little box if the boy has to fill the whole room? And now the boy goes to the doors of the big room, and he opens the doors to the big room, and he closes the door behind him quietly. No noise at all. And the trumpets blow, beep, 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 and the king is coming, and the people are all excited, and the other two brothers are there. What is the king going to find when he opens the doors? What is he going to see inside? There's no rocks or feathers in there. What could possibly be filling the room? And the king opened the door, and he saw his third son. And the king had a gigantic, big, happy smile on his face, because he saw in the middle of the room, the boy had taken out a candle from the box. And he had lit the candle, and the whole room was filled with light. Because when you light a candle in a dark room, it fills up the room. Are there any spaces? Are there any holes? Can you stick feathers in the light or rocks to make more light? Or the whole room is filled with light? The whole room, every little tiny part of the room was filled with light. And the king said, "My son, you are the wisest of all. You figured out a way to fill every little part of the room, and you have filled it with light. When I pass away, you will be the new king and sit on the throne, because you have shown the greatest wisdom that you can fill an empty room, not with rocks or feathers, but the best way to fill an empty space is with light." Now, Kinalach, the king is Hashem. When we learn out the story, Hashem is the king of all kings, and of course in the story, Hashem is the king. And the three sons, the first son is us, and the second son is us, and the third son is also us, because we can be smarter, and we can be even smarter, and then we can be real smart. We could be smart like the first son. He's smart and strong. We can be smart like the second son. He's a smart boy. But we can even be our very smartest like the third son. So all of the sons are us. What's the big room? Kinalach, the big room is our day. We have a big day. 24 hours. A big room that we have to fill. Because when the day starts, it's empty. We didn't do anything yet. Hashem is giving us a long time. Now, Kinalach, you think a day is a long time? Some people also feel, a smart person feels, an hour is a long time. An hour is a long time. That's also a big room. A whole hour. What am I going to do the next hour? It's a long time. And really smart people also feel 5 minutes. You know, the next 5 minutes. What am I going to do with my next 5 minutes? It's a long time. Even 1 minute's a long time for a busy person who knows the value of time. You know, Kinalach, you can lose anything and have a chance to get it back. Oh, I lost a dollar. It's a lot of money. Finally, I found it under my bed. I got it back. I lost a watch. Oh, it's expensive. It's important to me. Oh, I left it in the car. I found my watch. My shoe. Oh, I have to find my shoe. The bus is coming. I lost my shoe. Oh, it's under the couch. I found my shoe. You could lose anything and get it back. Somebody even recently lost a diamond ring worth thousands of dollars. It was thrown out in the garbage by mistake. And they drove to the place where they dump all the garbage. And they actually went through bags and bags of garbage, and they found the ring. They lost the diamond ring, and they found it. You could lose even a diamond ring and get it back. But there's something that if you lose it, you'll never get it back. You know what it is? Time. If you waste time, if you lose time, you'll never get it back. The minute went by. You wasted the minute. Didn't get it back. You use that minute. You fill it up. That's what Hashem wants us to do. To fill up our time as much as possible with good things. To use our time. Not to waste time. Fill up a minute. Fill up 5 minutes. Fill up a half an hour. Fill up an hour. And Rabbi Barstein, how do we know that Hashem wants us to fill up all of our time? What difference does it make if we waste some time? So I fiddled around and I just wasted time. What difference does it make? Akinallah, before we get to the whole answer, I'll tell you a very interesting thing. Who knows that the Yidden were in the desert, in the Midbar? They went out of Mitzrayim, they went into the desert. Who knows that the Yidden had a traveling Beis HaMikdash called the Mishkan? Hashem's house was traveling with them. Now, how did they carry around Hashem's house? They had parts. It was all in different parts. And when they would get to a place that Hashem wanted them to stay, the Levim would set it up. They would build it up. And when it was time to go, and the trumpets would blow, and they had to travel, then they would take it apart. But how would they carry all the parts of the Mishkan? Certain things the Levim carried on their shoulders, like the Arna Kodesh, and the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach, and the Menorah. But certain things they had to carry on wagons. There were big, big parts and little parts and all kinds of parts. And they had to carry them on wagons. Do you know how many wagons they had? Only 6 wagons. You know how many cows they had pulling the wagons? 2 for each wagon. Altogether, how many cows did they have for 6 wagons? 12 cows. Okay, 6 wagons. 12 cows for the whole Mishkan. Now, if you figure it out, each wagon was piled up to the sky with stuff. There were so many things on each wagon, it was piled up high. Now, the question is, why can't they have more wagons? Let them have 10 wagons. Let them have 20 wagons. It'll be much easier. They could spread the stuff out. And each wagon won't have so much. And each cow won't have to pull so much. It'll be easier on the wagons and easier on the cows and probably easier on the Levim to load the stuff. The question is, how come they couldn't have 10 wagons or 15 wagons or 20 wagons? Then they could put the Mishkan, all the parts, on 20 wagons. It's easier for the cows. They'll have 40 cows. Oh, 40 cows instead of 12 cows. Which is easier, for 12 cows to pull the Mishkan or 40 cows? 40 cows, much easier. Well, Kenalach, you might say, they didn't have enough stuff to build 20 wagons. You might say, they were in the Midbar, Rabbi Barstein. They didn't have enough stuff to build 20 wagons. But the answer to that is they had plenty of stuff to build 20 wagons. Because when they gave things for the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell them to stop. They were bringing so much. They had extra. The men made one pile of stuff, and the women made also a pile of stuff. You know whose pile was bigger? The ladies. They brought even more stuff than the men. And they kept bringing and bringing. Moshe Rabbeinu had to say, stop, it's enough already. There was plenty of stuff to build 20 wagons. So the Shaila is, how come Hashem only wants 6 wagons? Now listen to the answer. This is very interesting and very important. And this is going to teach us about the room under the palace. Hashem is teaching us a big lesson. Hashem says in the Torah like this. 6 wagons. Let's go to 1 wagon. It's full of stuff. Hashem says, I want you to fill the wagon up to the fullest. Because that's how much the wagon can take. Why should we waste the koyach of the wagon? If this wagon can take 100 things, fill it with 100 things. If you only put 99 things on the wagon, is it really doing its whole job? Or it could do a little bit more? It could do a little bit more. Hashem says, fill it to the top. Now, why did Hashem make us in the world? To take it easy or to work? Hashem says we should work. Now, how much should we should work? The littlest tiny bit we could work, or the most we could work? Okay. Hashem says, work the most we could work. Then you're filling yourself up the way you should fill yourself up. And Hashem says, I'm going to fill my brachas up as much as I can fill them up. And the wagons are full to the top. And the cows are doing their job pulling the wagons. Shh. And that's the way Hashem is teaching us He wants it to be. Every person and everything should do its fullest job. And not just do the easy way. Should do the fullest job. Okay, now, we have an hour. An hour is like a big room, like the room under the palace. And we have to fill it up. We just learned we are supposed to fill it up as much as possible, to the fullest way. What should we do? Okay, let's see what we could do. We could fill up the room with rocks. Big things. But rocks, does it fill it up? Well, even though it was a big job to fill it up, it doesn't fill it up the most. What about feathers? Little light things that we do a lot of, didn't fill it up. What about light? Filled up the room? Okay, who knows, Kinalach, what is the light that we have that for the next hour, after we get done eating, we can go back to our class. What kind of a light could we fill up our room with? What is called light? Torah and mitzvahs. That's light. It says in the Torah, Ki ner mitzvah v'Torah oyer. The candle is a mitzvah and Torah is the light. If we are learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, that fills up the most the time, and using the most, the best way, using the hour, or using the minute. We do a Torah thing or a mitzvah thing, then we're filling up the time the way Hashem wants us to. If we're doing a rock thing or a feather thing, are we really filling up the time the best way? Are we really doing the most we can do? No. Hashem wants, let's make the candles. Let's do mitzvahs and learn Torah. That's going to fill up our minutes and our 5 minutes and our half hours and our hours the best way. Even if it's a little mitzvah or a little Torah, that's filling up the time the best way. A big rock and a big feather or a little rock, it's still not going to fill it up. And of course, rocks and feathers are just regular big things and regular little things. Just regular things is not going to do it. Unless, of course, we're doing little things and big things for Torah mitzvahs, then it's a part of Torah mitzvahs. Then it becomes a part of the candle and the light. But just thumb rock things and thumb feather things without any Torah mitzvahs, that's all it is.